Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Every April, we celebrate Earth Day. But really, every day should be Earth Day. This April, do some simple things that will have a long-term impact. Buy some LED bulbs that save electricity and last for decades. Plant a tree or start a garden and enjoy the benefits of plants. And buy some reusable grocery bags and keep one in your car. That way, you can celebrate Earth Day all year long. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Infectious diseases spread by pests like malaria, Zika, and Chagas disease are causing a worldwide health crisis. Fortunately, here at home, we don't face the same level of threat, but we shouldn't let our guard down. Mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and Zika are impacting communities across the U.S., and Lyme disease spread by ticks is on the rise. Whether around the world or just around the block, get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
They had some windows done in my living room. It was like a bunch of guys and the bulldozer came in. It was not a good experience at all. And I went with them because they were cheaper. Well, I found out you get what you pay for.
We're talking today with Mega customer Sharon Ewing.
I had heard good things about Mega just by word of mouth. I just said, well, I'm going with Mega. And they came out and they gave me the bid. And I would go with Mega for anything regarding my home. They are absolutely fantastic, from the people on the telephone to the engineers, the workmen. Everybody is just absolutely professional, but just as friendly as can be. It's like dealing with family members.
One Mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
MegaPros.com.
One Mega call does it all.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How low will you go this weekend? Find out with our lowest prices of the season at JCPenney. Starting Friday, stock up on spring essentials at low, low prices. We're talking so low you don't even need a coupon. That means 588 select A&A and St. John's Bay tops for her, 1488 select St. John's Bay shorts for him, and 388 select Home Expressions towels. Don't wait, it's 3 days only. JCPenney. Offer valid 4/5 to 4/7. Season refers to 2/3 to 4/7. See store jcp.com for details.
Be there Saturday and Sunday as the playoff-bound Chicago Wolves look to clinch their third straight division title. Both games are full of great promotions and have free parking courtesy of Kia. Tickets start at $12. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for more information. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
The Cubs have done absolutely nothing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Well, that means a lot. And thanks to Dustin for all of his contributions throughout the course of the week. Kevin's here. Ray has done an unbelievable... Well, he's wearing that jersey. It's just...
And he's rolling his eyes.
And claiming it's not a jersey.
Yeah.
And
but thank you, Kevin.
Guy needs a zipper in his jersey. Here. What's wrong with him? Yeah. And our thanks to Ray for all of his good work. All the good things he's done without annoying people.
Ray's all about good.
He's wonderful. And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
He claims it was a gift from Adam, that jersey he's wearing.
I never said
a
that.
A gift from Adam? No, that would have never happened.
That is a flat lie.
That would have
never... Didn't you say...
That is the most unbelievable way for him to have acquired anything.
Said something along those lines.
No, it's not.
So, the Cubs are not really getting much done. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, we're at the point now where we got to start balancing rational with irrational and how we define responses to some of these things.
I think that's a good way to put it.
I think I know how to put it. Please. White Sox home opener.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's today. Nobody wants to.
Denial.
We'll go back to the Cubs.
It's also National Deep Dish Pizza Day.
Thank God for that.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know where you stand on deep dish pizza.
Ought to be.
It's that thing that everybody in every other city thinks that we eat like every day, but really if you live here, you have it like once a year.
But it's stuffed pizza, right? I mean, isn't that the difference
between
deep dish?
Kind of like pizza casserole.
Deep dish to me is breaded pizza. Stuffed pizza is like cheese inside crust. No,
it's
you ever go to
good.
Giordano's as a kid? No.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, we did not
deep dish.
We did not eat anything but thin crust pizza growing up.
Explains a lot.
My family didn't. You know, they're not Chicagoans.
You never had a vegetable. You never had you never had a fruit of any kind.
It really wasn't until the first time I started enjoying like Chicago style pizza was when I would. My friend who lived in Highland Park, and I'd be over at his house, they always ate Piero's pizza from Ravinia in Highland Park, which is phenomenal. And I'd go to their house. I'm like, oh, wow. We don't do this at home. Yeah. So it was just sort of a thing that you go somewhere else and you try it there. You're like, hey, you know, mom, dad, can we try this? Like, nah.
What was your thin crust of choice? Because there's good thin crust in this town, too.
We used to, what was it in Deerfield? Judy's. Was the name of the place in Deerfield, and it was a classic tavern cut, lots of oregano, sausage and pepperoni.
That's pronounced Oregon.
I was born in Evanston, and my folks moved when I was like a year old or something like that. They moved up north, and they were looking at a couple different suburbs or what have you, and they decided to move to this particular place in Evanston when they moved out there because it was within the delivery area of Giordano.
That was the decision?
That was the split.
Not the school, but the pizza delivery zone.
No, because they knew we weren't going to go to school. It was only going to be a place for four or 5 years while Ian and I were really young. And there was one spot at another, and my dad looks at my mom and goes, well, yeah, but that place, Giordano's, doesn't deliver. And she goes, well, that's done then.
Affects property values at that point. If you should, it's one thing to have school districts. It's another thing to have like delivery areas. Right?
The original Giordano's was at 63rd and California in Marquette Park area. So we would go there, and it was basically it was like a BYOB place where you would just sit there warmed by nothing but the oven, and they had a few tables there, and there's a lot of stories, you know.
I'm sure.
Young kids going out to have pizza.
There'll be some good food at Guaranteed Rate today.
They've done a great job with that. They dropped off a bunch in there. I mean, Antique Taco is in there now.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Yep. That place is great.
Choice. Yes. So choice.
I love that place.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Their fish tacos are phenomenal.
Yeah, they got the shrimp with the cauliflower and the hot sauce.
Smoked, they got a smoked brisket taco that they dropped off that was good. Absolutely out of this world.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Never too early for that. So how are you guys going to handle the Cubs today?
Like I say, it's this battle between both sides of your brain. What's real? What isn't? What is small sample size? What isn't? What is reasonable, actionable baseball panic? Do something to do something. And what is ride out the storm?
Well, for the first time in a couple, Joe had a decision to make, though. I mean, a decision that felt like it mattered at the time. Now, as soon as he made it...
Well, he created it.
It ended up not mattering.
He created the dilemma.
You
could have justified leaving Darvish in there to make it more clear-cut what to do.
I think pulling him at the right time was what he did last night.
You thought he pulled him at the right time?
I really do.
71 pitches, 12
here's what
outs.
It is. Here's what this enabled Joe to do. He looked at what he had last night and said, all I've got are bad decisions. He had Kinsler throwing 3 of 4. He had Montgomery working a couple. He had, I think it's Brock working 3 of 4, too. You knew the bullpen options he had. He showed you real quickly there what he's working with. He showed you, I've got Yu Darvish, and I have to pull him now. Because I thought Yu Darvish pitched really, considering how he looked his first time out.
Yes, he pitched
a lot better.
But he showed a reaction to a walk. and that,
that's Yu Darvish.
That's why you had to go get him?
That's Yu Darvish. That's what you have to protect him from the third time through the order.
But why not let him pitch through that, given what you just described?
Because you know Yu Darvish, and he doesn't get better if you let him pitch through that stuff.
I think it's April 4th, and you've got to let him try. You've got to let him try to be that guy.
What's more important for the Cubs over the next month? Figuring out Yu Darvish and getting
him. The Cubs have done absolutely nothing.
Wearing his ass out against a Braves lineup that has clearly picked up on what he's doing.
Would you think tipping?
Oh, no, just the general pitch sequencing, just what he's trying to throw.
That'll be next. That'll be the next thing.
It could be.
We'll learn that Yu Darvish is tipping his pitches again.
Didn't you think that Darvish was not pleased about being taken out and was leaning over the rail because he was angry about it, and then he watched the same train wreck that everyone knew was coming?
It didn't strike me like that then, though. If you found it that way, that's,
he was just concerned.
He's got a bullpen. He knows he's turning it over to a bullpen that can't do anything but walk people. I mean, he knows anybody who's coming out of there is going to be throwing ball four before they throw strike two. I mean, that's got to be frustrating for any starting pitcher.
You
got to expect more from a guy. I mean, not just because of the money, but $700,000 per start. A guy that you have to. He's your number two starter. You made him your number two starter. You have to.
Just the money he's making. It's also Cole Hamels, because you had to go get him to replace it.
You need
I'm
more
saying,
out
that's
of him.
A lot of money. What was the prorated part of it? $10 million last year.
But the other side of leaving him in is tanking the $126 million value. If you ruin him, if you let Josh Donaldson get to him for the next one instead of walking,
that sounds like coddling, though.
It is coddling.
KYP, know your people. Know how to manage your personnel. They knew what they got when they signed him. Other managers have known how to manage him in the past. He's coming off an outing where he threw 58 strikes or 58 pitches before anything got put into play. I mean, this is a guy that you have to manage around a little bit right now.
If he's a four-inning pitcher and that's what you expect from this year, your expectations for this year are going to be much different.
I think this decision,
paid too much for a four-inning pitcher.
I think this decision was made so that you can get him to six and seven innings. I don't think he's clearly not there yet. That's a bad situation to be in, no doubt about it.
If we're looking at this menu of things that can be done as fans as we clamor for some kind of action, whether it's real or not, and I don't know if this is in the mind of anybody in the organization, there are bullpen arms that you can go out and sign right now. You can.
Dylan Covey.
but Jed told you the answer's internal.
Correct.
Whether that's at Iowa or on the roster.
Correct.
So that's not going to happen, Dan. So if you're going to look internal, then do something at your minor league level. Send Carl Edwards Jr. down to find himself.
Be fine with that.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler Chatwin, if that was his last appearance as a Cub, that would be fine with me.
What happened to accountability? What happened to the whole speech at the end of the year?
Meritocracy.
What's that all about? It's not about your status. About your reputation.
That's easy to do when you've got a guy in Ian Happ who has options that you can send down. That's tougher to do with bullpen guys who were signed and might have to pass through waivers. Although I think Montgomery is the only guy that's out of options technically in the pen.
Well, he's a mop-up guy now.
Yeah, and you kind of need him as a lefty.
Edwards Jr. is so lost right now in the mound.
His
confidence is so shot. You saw him walk that guy, shake his head. I had to take him out right there.
Well, he's spiking pitches. I mean, it's non-competitive pitches.
Right. But the ball was wet, Dan.
I'd just tell him, go ahead and balk.
Right. Just balk him.
Better off that way. You got to be competitive. What do we have?
Yeah.
I'm anticipating your question. We are going to be talking baseball with all of our wacky Cubs theories. Eli Hershkovich,
I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
He's going to give us a quick reset on the Final Four. It's tomorrow. I mean,
play the one final moment. He's the breakout star.
He's the breakout star.
He's the shining
one shining moment. There's Eli's face.
He is going to join us at 9:45, midday, midway at 10:20. Tyler Dunn, who wrote
that
blockbuster NFL feature at Bleacher Report about the weirdo Packers and their weirdo quarterback and their idiot former coach. Talk to him about how that all came together at 10:40. And then Jonah Carey will talk baseball with us. He'll give us a national perspective on everything that's going on at 11.
Have a good show.
All right, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
The Cubs have done absolutely nothing.
Joe Madden Talks Cubs with Lawrence Holmes every Tuesday at noon.
I'm pretty happy with what we've done over the last 4 years. I think if you had written a script before I'd arrived, I think almost 100% of the folks would have been happy with that script.
Joe Madden Talks Cubs Baseball, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Cubs. Radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler Performance Series Denim that's made to move with you. Try a pair on today. Tomorrow night, the men's Final Four tips off with number 5 Auburn challenging top-seeded Virginia. Despite a lingering cloud of off-court controversy, Bruce Pearl's Tigers deserve credit for beating Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky. And they upset the Tar Heels and the Wildcats without their best player, injured forward Chuma Okeke. Auburn's players have a chip on their shoulders, folks, from not having been recruited at the elite programs. However, I don't think that's enough to overcome Tony Bennett's defensive juggernaut. The Cavaliers also had to get out from under a lingering stigma. They were the first number one to lose to a 16 seed last year, and for a half, Gardner Webb looked like it picked up where UMBC had left off. I like Virginia to survive and advance. I'm Boomer Esiason.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, select varieties of wonderful pistachios and almonds are $3.49 with 50 cents off coupon and card. And get hundreds of hair care products. Buy two, get the third free with card. Offer good in store and online. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
How low will you go this weekend? Find out with our lowest prices of the season at JCPenney. Starting Friday, stock up on spring essentials at low, low prices. We're talking so low you don't even need a coupon. That means 588 select A&A and St. John's Bay tops for her, 1488 select St. John's Bay shorts for him, and 388 select Home Expressions towels. Don't wait, it's 3 days only. JCPenney. Offer valid 4/5 to 4/7. Season refers to 2/3 to 4/7. See store jcp.com for details.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Your hands were made for greatness. Mighty hands for painting, paneling, and clicking the submit order button on HomeDepot.com to get that duvet. And these Egyptian cotton towels delivered right to your door. Do more with decor at the Home Depot. Save up to 30% on select bedding and bath. Now at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. Valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Enter promo code BEDBATH15 at purchase for an extra 15% off. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Napa Know-How.
This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get Napa Full Synthetic and a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! Unlimited!
Unlimited!
any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One. What's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Rolling Stone Rand's Pet Cemetery is a blood-curdling chiller that will make you jump out of your seat. And it's one of the best Stephen King movies ever.
Are you afraid of me, Mom?
Pet Cemetery, directed by Kevin Kelch and Dennis Whitmire. Rated R, now playing.
Cubs president Theo Epstein, is important for your team to get off to a quick start. We have heard all about why, and I guess when you look at your team today, when you look at the first month or so of the season, all the changes that have been made or have been discussed, all of the things that we have, you know, spent the last 6 weeks or so talking about, how will you know if some of those changes that you've talked to Joe about, if some of the things different on the team, how will you know if they are taking hold?
This is a group of players that's won more games than anyone else over the last several years, and that we trust, and is coming off the one moment in time when we fell short of our standards, and so they're highly motivated. So what we're focusing on is going out and competing.
Want to get fit while helping kids who have cancer? Join Team One Step. We support Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services and are now forming teams for four different events. Our new month-long Step Challenge, the Walker-Friendly Chicago Half Marathon, or 5K, and the sold-out Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Team One Step will give you the motivation and tools to get fit and help change the life of a child with cancer by sending them to camp. Join Team One Step and become a hero to a kid with cancer. Sign up now or learn more at teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220 to learn more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Honda CRV. Search ContinentalHonda.com for the Continental Difference.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Jed Hoyer.
You know, the next outing for Cishek is a big outing, and the next outing for Brock is a big outing. And so I think that that's kind of how this snowballs, and we sort of have to get out of that and just get back to playing baseball and having fun. And you know, I think that's part of it. You want to show some urgency and you want to attack the beginning of the season, but we can't ever lose that kind of joy that our team plays with. I mean, I think we need to get back to having fun. And you know, right now, it's not a lot of fun. We need to escape the rut and get back to enjoying ourselves.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. We're talking Cubs today and trying to figure this all out.
Baseball.
We've never been here before. This is uncharted territory in which this ship is listing, and we're going to try to get it all figured out for you. Eli Hershkovich is going to give us his thoughts, break down the Final Four quickly Eli's for coming. Us. But 9:45 in studio, midday, midway, 10:20. Tyler Dunn on that amazing behind-the-scenes reporting, extensive reporting on all that has gone wrong with the Green Bay Packers. He'll join us at 10:40. Then Jonah Carey back to baseball at 11. Surprises on the way, too. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, you want to sext, it's Friday. You can do that, too. We don't mind that. 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app. Stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Producers Zawoski, Camp, and Diaz. And Brian Gersh, I should mention, also has the video feed. But look, this is when I say balancing the rational and the irrational, I understand that in these situations, we've never been here before. We've never been here before with this group, and this is an incredibly intelligent and level-headed management group. However, we've never watched, we've never observed the Theo Epstein under this kind of duress. So it's difficult to predict where the line is between rational and big picture and irrational, because they're in the window of their window. They're supposed to be winning 95 games. They're supposed to be competing to win the World Series, and they suck out loud right now.
They do. Every next decision that Joe Maddon's able to make in a ball game results in a walk. There are no firemen, there are no relievers coming out of there to help you out. You were in a spot last night where all you could do, you know, what it felt like last night was that the Cubs were going into it against everything. It starts raining, it's gross. You've got, as the game begins, it felt like you're watching this thing with Yu Darvish on the mound going, oh, God, I can already smell the excuse that's going to happen for another Yu Darvish start, that it's rainy and that you can't hold on to the curveball or the slider or the sinker or the whatever. And that then you've got the injury to Javi Baez for a brief moment that made you... then there's the Wilson Contreras thing that made you go even...
it all sucked.
Deeper into the depths of darkness. I mean, it was all there for you, and it was all very, very dark. But what this is right now, what it seems to me, is Joe Maddon is juggling things. And it's not that he's juggling anything safe. He's juggling like molten rocks. And the decision at this point is he's got to figure out which one of these molten rocks is going to hurt him less while he holds it and juggles the other two so they don't kill him.
They're all killing him, though.
They all are. So when you look at the decision last night to yank Yu Darvish as he's just about to go through the third time through the lineup, as he's right at 72 pitches and probably could go longer, put yourself in Joe's position. What's more important to the Cubs over the next 6 months? What's more important to the Cubs over the next three? What's more important to the Cubs over the next month? Is it making sure that Yu Darvish takes his medicine and tries to figure it out against a lineup that has very clearly locked in on some things? Or is it
you're very close to saying that they had his pitches, but you're not saying it.
But listen, they were on him. I mean, they had found a stroke. They had started to hit him well, and he had started to lose, I think, a little bit more of the zone than he did in the first couple innings. I think he threw a lot better last night than he did against the Rangers. I think he threw a lot better. I think that's something you can build on, even though the end of the game was abject disaster yet again. So you've got this guy who you spent $126 billion on. You've got a team that necessitates having five starters that can get into the sixth on a pretty regular basis in order to get you to the 90 wins or 90-plus wins that you're hoping to get. Is it more important to let you to wear him out and have him go through the rest of that Donaldson and then the rest lineup and have him learn something, have him be a tough guy so that you feel better about watching a bad baseball team right now? Or is it more important to try and rescue him after 72 pretty decent pitches so that you can get him deeper into ball games later on? If that feels like coddling to you, that's fine. But that's also modern baseball. That's also how you've got to deal with a guy that's shown you the track record that Yu Darvish has while he's been in Chicago. Just a fact of the matter. You've got options with Carl Edwards Jr. Tyler Chatwood's dead. I mean, Joe knows that when he brings him out of the pen. So the more important thing to Joe, right, as it seems to me, is that you got to rescue everything you can from Yu Darvish because of what you spent on him and what he means to this team. It's not let him run his ass out there and get beat up.
This segment's brought to you by Amco Transmission and Total Car Care. Don't let potholes get you rattled. Amco's free steering and suspension check will find the problem, and their easy payment plans will help get you back on the road fast. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the location nearest you. Yeah, this is, we're kind of through the looking glass on this right now. That's where we are, because we don't know in these private conversations, and everybody's kind of on lockdown right now. People are walking on eggshells around there because it's not supposed to feel like this. And this is one of these times where rational people act irrationally, and it's all in the context of how the offseason was handled, the urgency and the pressure on Joe Maddon. Because this is... I've had a lot of people ask, well, does this mean they're going to fire Maddon? They're going to fire Maddon? How weaselly would it be? I don't think... that Theo and Jed, I think Theo and Jed are straight shooters, and they generally don't act out of the kind of weaselly passive aggressiveness. If you fire Joe Maddon today because of a bullpen that can't see straight,
mm-hmm.
that would come off as cheap and a little dirty to me, because this is not Joe Madden's fault.
No, it's not. It's truly, truly not.
You can blame him for a lot of stuff. There's plenty of gripes and quibbles you can have with what he does. But you told him, you set up an entire offseason antithetical to his approach. An entire offseason that goes against the way he preaches everything. and then to get in the season and say that all of a sudden, all of these reliable pitchers, nobody on the team can throw a strike. If you were to cashier him now, that would leave a real sour taste. If you were going to do it, just do it before the season. Say, look, it's
just take care of it.
It's enough already. It's sort of like the Quenville thing.
We got to move on.
It's like the Quenville thing. Don't set him up to fail passive aggressively. You want a veteran winger? Here's a 72-year-old Chris Kunitz. Oh, you want a stay at home defenseman? Here's Brandon Manning, who's now a healthy scratch in the minors. Like, okay, here you go, and do this. And then when you really think that, had they done it earlier, had they done it more cleanly and more openly, it would have shocked some people, but it still might have been the right move. It would come off as sour to me if now, for this reason, you were to pin it on the manager.
Yeah, the decisions he's got to make aren't fun ones. And in a lot of ways, you know, we saw last year up until Pedro Strop got left in to hit for himself, that was one of Joe's better managing years. That the decisions he made, the buttons he pressed, the way that the Cubs as a front office also were able to supplement a bullpen with the AAA bus going back and forth. People, I think, forget just how bad the rotation was in the first half of 2018. It was horrendous. And that bullpen saved them from more than I think people remember. And the collapse down the stretch was different, and probably because you had to go to those guys so often. Joe's decisions right now are just trying to mitigate disaster. The Cubs have been off to probably the worst start you could imagine. And right now, you know, a couple of days ago, it felt like you just flipped the switch and go back to being the Cubs. Now I think you've got to, as a baseball team, realize that to crawl out of this thing, it's got to be a step at a time. And that's what I think Joe was trying to do last night.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Be there Saturday and Sunday as the playoff bound Chicago Wolves look to clinch their third straight division title. Both games are full of great promotions and a free parking courtesy of Kia. Tickets start at $12. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for more information. A perfect 5-for-5 from Nick Markakis and southpaw Max Fried, retiring the first 17 batters, led to a brave sweep of the Cubs. Yu Darvish walked 4 on 71 pitches and 4+. Now the 1-5 Cubs turn to Jose Quintana tonight up in Milwaukee, a 7-10 first pitch on the score. Sox skipper Rick Renteria talked about Yoan Moncada's hot start to his second full season with Mullion Haw.
I think that a year of major league experience under his belt, another year under his belt last year, going through everything he was going through, understanding what's going on, understanding how guys are trying to pitch him, and just getting more and more comfortable in his own skin. You know, it takes a few years, I still believe. It still takes a few years for players to feel comfortable at the major league level.
Ronaldo Lopez will start for Renteria today in the Sox home opener against Seattle. College hoops, DePaul and South Florida play for the CBI title tonight. The Final Four begins tomorrow with Virginia against Auburn and then Michigan State opposed by Texas Tech. And there are just two games left on the Hawks calendar, Blackhawks and Stars at the UC tonight. Join the score in Dos Equis tomorrow night at Draft Picks in Mount Prospect from 6:30 to 8:30 for a College Hoops watch party. Pick up score prizes and watch the tournament with Dos Equis. There's no better place to enjoy the madness. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on the score tonight at 6:35 when the Cubs take on the Brewers. On the score, a Radio.com sports station.
How low will you go this weekend? Find out with our lowest prices of the season at JCPenney. Starting Friday, stock up on spring essentials at low, low prices. We're talking so low you don't even need a coupon. That means 588 select A&A and St. John's Bay tops for her, 1488 select St. John's Bay shorts for him, and 388 select Home Expressions towels. Don't wait, it's 3 days only. JCPenney. Offer valid 4/5 to 4/7. Season refers to 2/3 to 4/7. See store jcp.com for details.
We played well in Texas. We hit the ball well, kind of like you saw at the end of the game today. But no question, we have to play a more complete game of baseball, and we will. But it's primarily we got to get the bullpen defined.
I can define it. Bad. I've just defined your bullpen.
So far,
your bullpen is bad.
So far, not so great. Look at the choices that Joe Maddon had available to him. Brandon Kinsler had worked 3 of the last 4 going into last night's game. Stamos sees Steve Cishek, who was just atrocious on Wednesday. Pedro Strop, his last pitch on Saturday, so his not being around and available is...
Yeah, his last pitch was bounced at the feet of the catcher.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. Brad Brock could have pitched, but then that would have been 3 straight for him. And had you thrown Mike Montgomery, made that 3 of four for him. So when we find out that Jose Quintana is going to make the start against the Brewers, and that's going to be the rotation they've set up, that is the safest decision that they've been able to make in a week. Moving Jose Quintana to start this game and making sure he's there and set and ready to go.
Flying
against
him out
the Brewers.
Get a good night's sleep. Please be okay.
That's the safest, most comfortable decision that they've, other than like penciling in, you know, names in a lineup, which should have been, you know, kind of expected. I think a lot of people did, this offense to bounce back and be kind of a torturous one to have to get through. But sending Jose Quintana to go start against the Brewers today, that's the most comfortable thing they've done in a while.
How close are we to this being a genuine crisis? That's what I'm trying to figure out, is what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with just a little stumble in the start of a season, because the way people are acting, the way people are talking about it, the stuff John Lester says, when we talk to Jed, to hear Joe Maddon, we're on the precipice of something really bad.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind.
It's a big story.
Yes, there's no doubt in my mind, though, that it is a bigger story now because it's the beginning of the season. I think it is true that had this happened while you're 25-15 and you drop 5 in a row, that it feels differently. Alarming, sure, but differently. If it happens while you're at 500, it's very alarming, but different than it is to start the season because of the narrative that they put around themselves breaking camp and going up to go play big league ball with Texas. Like that's just a fact of the matter. But it's happening. I mean, you can't separate that from the issues at hand. That's part of it. Being 1-5 is part of why this thing feels so tightly gripped right now.
Garrett in Lafayette is on the Score. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was just going to say, when you look at the contracts and what's expiring at the end of next year, you can realize that this is basically just an eat-it year with the bullpen. They've already come out and said, this is our team. We may have some reinforcements in AAA, but even with a little bit of shuffling there, next year the only person they have that is actually under contract, unless an option or arbitration eligible, is just Chatwood. So they can completely revamp whatever they need to, and that's probably where the panic is, because they have nowhere to go. This is it. This is all they have, and it's not producing, and they have no answers, because it isn't reasonable for answers yet based upon the budget that they've been given from Ricketts. And going forward next year, they have a lot of money coming off the books, and they can redo things. And I'm of the proponent, yes, their window of opportunity is open now, absolutely. However, it'll be open next year too. And if it means sacrificing too much this year, luxury tax on and on, where you can't compete in future years, it doesn't make a lot of sense. You have to ride it out.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett, I think they've told you that, too. We had Jed Hoyer on yesterday, and he mentioned that the answers are going to come from within. I don't, you could be angry and sign Craig Kimbrell and make something feel better, but Craig Kimbrell can't pitch the 6th and the 7th and the 8th and the 9th. Like, it doesn't fix all of your problems. You still have to go to the rest of this bullpen, which, with the exception of Brandon Kinsler, has been very bad.
That's a pretty sensible call, though, trying to look at it in the larger relationship to sort of where they are. That do you have to eat a year? I mean, we're not there yet, but are they thinking about, look, even though we're here, we're not going to spend on maybe a declining arm in Craig Kimbrell and offer him too much money on the back end, et cetera. But these are really difficult and serious decisions that they've got to make.
You know what I thought was somewhat amusing last night? The Iowa Cubs played their first game. I didn't even look at the result. They won. They beat Nashville 5-4. Hip, hip, hooray. Did you notice, though, I was looking through the pitchers that threw, Alan Webster, Dylan Maples, and Dakota Meeks all threw for the Iowa Cubs last night. Every single one of the guys. Remember, we talked with Sahadev, I think, after the second game, or maybe it was Monday? It was Monday. Monday conversation with Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic, and he mentioned that it's quite possible that there's a better bullpen for the Cubs if a couple of these guys, Webster, Maples, Meeks, if they throw well in Iowa, they've got the kind of talent to be higher-ish leverage guys, 7th and 8th inning guys, 6th and 7th inning guys, hell, guys who aren't walking 15 per 9.
They throw strikes.
So all three of those guys pitched. I wouldn't be surprised if that's something they add on. Those appearances are something more regular over the next week.
John in Springfield, you're on the Score. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. When it comes to the bullpen,
How do we identify if it's mechanics versus mental, psychological?
They're the same thing.
Sometimes.
Because I can't figure out what's going wrong with the bullpen, how much of it is in their head, or if it's just bad pitching.
That's the same thing, though. That's what pitching is. Pitching is where one meets the other.
Yeah, but at what point are we there at the intersection? I mean,
that, right? Every pitch that everybody throws is at that intersection. That's pitching, and that's the job at the highest levels is to make sure that the mind matches up with the body.
So then the coaching is pressing the pitching too hard, or he's got too much weight to where it's psychological, and they're just thinking too much versus just going out there and just throwing.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think necessarily the coaches are telling him anything.
There's something a little bit bizarre to me. I get that everybody watching this team, Cubs fan or not, well, with the exception of some Sox fans, and I don't blame you for that, wants to put blame somewhere. I get that. It is very often, though, the pursuit that you're trying to find blame that lies with either Theo or Jed or the Ricketts or coaches or Joe or the decisions that Joe makes, whatever. These are major league pitchers. Name for me the rookies fresh out of AAA in this bullpen right now that just have their eyes wide like dinner plates and have never thrown strikes before in the big leagues. Name those guys. Anybody? These are all veteran dudes. These are all major league pitchers who should be expected to not walk 9 per 9. There's blame that exists there. They've gone through struggles before. Steve Cishek has gotten wild before. Brad Brock has gotten wild before. Tyler Chatwood spent an entire year being wild. You have to at some point. As a baseball player, like, look at yourself and find the help you need. Like, they're professionals who are paid to do this job.
In Tuscaloosa, it's Pat on the score.
Hey, fellas. So given the performance of the Cubs' so-called Major League bullpen and Jose Abreu and Yoan Moncada's knack for punishing struggling pitching, along with Yonder Alonso taking basically all the walks this year, do you believe the Cubs could win a series against the White Sox if they played this weekend? Roll damn tide, man.
Of course they could.
I forgot it was my screen's blocked, so all I could see was Pat, and I didn't see Tuscaloosa. That's great. Forgot it was roll damn tide at the end. Yeah, probably.
Of course they could.
Either team could beat the other one. Both have the Nationals have the worst bullpen in Major League Baseball, per the numbers so far this year. The Cubs are the second worst, and the White Sox are the third worst when it comes to free passes, when it comes to walks. Those are the three worst bullpens in baseball right now.
When we come back, we're going to get you everything you need to know about the two basketball games tomorrow. They're both tomorrow, right?
Yes,
we got Saturday and an afternoon and, mm-hmm. and an evening, and then it's going to be the Monday final. So Eli Hershkovich, who has forgotten more about college basketball than you will ever know, he is going to tell us what is important and get you all coached up. That's coming up. So keep it here. Bernstein and McKnight, you have the score.
The Scorecard Golf Show, celebrating 10 years, teeing off your Saturday mornings on The Score, starring Ed Sherman and Steve Olkin, 6 to 8 a.m. The Scorecard, tomorrow morning on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
For years now, I've been telling you about the unbelievable wine values that are afforded you from Cameron Hughes and what he does with his relationships with the great vineyards around the world to have opportunities to get great wine and then turn it around to you at a fraction of the price just by putting his name and a number on the bottle of the exact same wine. So it's a $100 bottle, you get it for $29. It's a $60 bottle, you get it for $16, that kind of thing. But I've had several people recently who might be just new to hearing about it say, you know, I don't know that much about wine. You use all these fancy terms. It makes it sound like it's inaccessible. Look, let's just be straight up here. These deals, if you go to chwine.com and enter the code SCORE and have the wine shipped for free, this is the best way to introduce yourself to a completely different world of wine drinking. Instead of just going to a grocery store and plunking down $20, my suggestion to you is get a sampler, find what you like, read a little bit about it. You don't have to be incredibly knowledgeable. I don't want to feel like and make you feel like you have to be some sort of snob to enjoy this stuff. It's quite the opposite. And I'm going to give you an example. Go to chwine.com, Make sure you click the mic and enter the code SCORE. And this is really easy to remember. It's a perfect introductory wine to teach to, so you can learn about what high-end juice really tastes like. It's the Lot 670. It's easy to remember. It's just this frequency, 670. This is a $15 bottle of wine that drinks like a $50 bottle of wine. It is a Bordeaux-style blend. You don't have to worry about the varietals. Just know it is a tremendous red wine at a ridiculously low price. And then you learn what you like, and you kind of build out from there. It's a great opportunity. The Lot 670 at $15 a bottle. The only way to get it is to go to chwine.com, and it's limited. There's when this sells out, it's gone. Go to chwine.com, click the microphone, enter the code SCORE. You'll also get a free sommelier corkscrew, free shipping on any size order. Don't wait. Try the Lot 670. Go to chwine.com and enter the code SCORE.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
How low will you go this weekend? Find out with our lowest prices of the season at JCPenney. Starting Friday, stock up on spring essentials at low, low prices. We're talking so low you don't even need a coupon. That means 588 select A&A and St. John's Bay tops for her, 1488 select St. John's Bay shorts for him, and 388 select Home Expressions towels. Don't wait, it's 3 days only. JCPenney. Offer valid 4/5 to 4/7. Season refers to 2/3 to 4/7. See store jcp.com for details.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus for $27.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're Chicago coach job. Who's on that list? Who's on your list? And let's go back over the last 30 years.
All right. Okay. As far as Cubs managers are concerned, I'm gonna say Mike Quadi just because of the nicknames.
Quads?
I didn't like the
Quads
nicknames.
Quads got the benefit of the doubt.
And Dale Swain was pretty awful.
Ryan Dempster endorsed Mike Quadi.
I'm not blaming these guys for their managing. I think that they hired Dale Swain thinking they were getting one thing, and it never materialized. And I think with Quadi, he was sort of caught in between.
And I would say
a change of
neither Quadi nor Swaim are as bad as Jim Messi and going back about 30 years.
But that's not modern to me. Really? I think you've gone back 91? Too far. You said 30 just to get Jim Messi in.
I did.
That's all that was. Okay.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs president Theo Epstein.
It's a bear of a division in a gauntlet of a league, and we have our work cut out for us. So it's about doing what we need to do every single day to get the most out of ourselves and compete, because it's going to probably come down to one or two games.
These guys should have fun. We should all be having fun while we compete. Our players, are the ones who handled this the right way, and they did not like that feeling. And if you were in the clubhouse immediately after that game against Colorado, you could see it on their faces, and that started a process by which each of them did an honest assessment of where we had fallen short, why we had fallen short, what everyone's individual role was in it, what they could do to make adjustments.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Ah,
The Circle of Life brings us round to basketball talk with Eli Hershkovich on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. You can find him on Twitter at Eli Hershkovich, writes for 670thescore.com, and works also for the Action Network. And he gave you the Auburn Tigers.
That he did. From the get-go and strong. Here they are. Congratulations.
We got two games tomorrow, and how are you looking at them, Eli?
So with Virginia, Auburn, the key for the Tigers to continue on this run, winners of 12 straight outright, is to control the pace. Virginia averages the lowest amount of possessions per game at just under 60 a game. They want to slow this thing down. I was surprised how they were able to play at an up-tempo style in that second half against Purdue. Kyle Guy hitting a ton of threes when Carson Edwards was coming back and forth. But Auburn wants to control the pace, push the tempo in this one. They average a little bit over 66 possessions per game. So for Jared Harper, Bryce Brown, they got to gain rebound. They got to control the glass and keep allow them to play in that transition style. And they did it against Kentucky, right? Without Okiki Chumokiki, who tore his ACL against UNC, they were able to hang around on the glass. Only trailed Kentucky by four in the rebounding department, and they pushed the tempo, and Jared Harper got a ton of threes in the second half, also got to the rim in overtime, blew by Ashton Hagans a bunch. So you have Ty Jerome, you have Kyle Guy, two really good guards for Virginia, but their offense looks sporadic when they are sped up, and I expect Auburn to speed them up in this matchup.
Let me ask you this. Let's say Virginia makes it more about half-court possessions. How can Bruce Pearl open up the angles of his offense to allow the speed advantage to work? Forget end-to-end. I'm saying once, let's say you've got a guard, it's a standing dribble, and Virginia's going to pack the paint. They're going to play their defense. What is the counter move to use speed advantageously in the half court in this case?
Well, I think Auburn's guards are quicker off the dribble in terms of Jared Harper and Bryce Brown. So Bryce Harper did it a ton against Kentucky, and granted, Kentucky's guards are a little younger, a little more inexperienced than Virginia's, but he got to his spot in the half court. He didn't miss a shot in the second half. So, and from the elbow out, Jared Harper was able to blow by again Ashton Hagans, and Kie Clark, for me, is the key for Auburn having success offensively. The Virginia freshman guard, Tony Bennett did not shy away from playing him for a ton of minutes in that second half against Purdue. He hasn't shied away from playing him a bunch in second half of games in the NCAA tournament, which is surprising because he owns the highest turnover rate on that team. But defensively, just under 20% turnover rate. But defensively for Virginia, Jared Harper should be able to expose Kie Clark in the half court off the dribble, get to the basket, Bryce Brown, and for them to space the floor is also important. Without Chumokiki, you're talking about one true big on the floor at one time, likely Austin Wiley getting a load of the minutes if he's able to stay out of foul trouble. You have Daniel Purifoy, you have McLemore as well that could space the floor and protect the basket as a center, like five spot, four spot, undersized five, whatever you want to call these Auburn bigs. But they have the lineup to be able to space Virginia out because of their quick guard play and a, you know, a four out, one in type of lineup.
So outside of the big point forward, big number zero, Mayo Baxter-Bell for Liberty, I fell in love with two different players, Jarrett Culver and with Cassius Winston. They go against each other, Texas Tech and Michigan State. I've really enjoyed watching Cassius Winston play through the Big Ten tournament, and in this one, Texas Tech and Michigan State should be a hell of a ball game, though.
Yeah, Cassius Winston is probably my favorite player in college basketball. We saw what he did, just the down screen to set up Kenny Goins for that three against Duke, because Kenny Goins got blocked by Zion Williamson earlier in that half, literally on the same type of shot. Williamson came on and blocked the shot. But on that three, Winston sets the down screen. Trey Jones trails him, so you get Kenny Goins wide open, and Williamson can't come out because Winston screened him off. So Cassius Winston not only is an elite scorer from that point guard position, but an elite playmaker in all senses. The second highest assist rate in college basketball. But Texas Tech's ball screen defense is one of the best in the country, too. They allow a really low two-point scoring rate. I believe it's bottom 50 in the country. So Michigan State won't be able to do the pick and roll as they want to and as they've done for much of this NCAA tournament. That's what their offense is predicated upon, is the pick and roll. Now, Jarrett Culver is also a key to this game. Plays 44% of the time at the four spot. Also owns the most defensive win shares in college basketball. So your love for Jarrett Culver is very justified.
Thank you.
A really good defensive three and a four at times for Texas Tech. But for Michigan State, they have the advantage on the glass. the 21st highest offensive rebounding rate in the country. And with Culver at the four, I think they'll be able to expose Texas Tech down low, get all over the glass with Xavier Tillman and Nick Ward and even Kenny Goins to a point. And Texas Tech also struggles staying out of foul trouble and keeping teams off the line, which is what Michigan State thrived off of in Big Ten play.
So you like Auburn and Michigan State?
Correct.
Okay, and who wins the final?
I got Auburn. Okay. And I'm surprised
sticking
to say that.
Sticking with it.
I'm sticking with the Tigers. You think about what Michigan State would have to deal with on a two-day prep stretch for Auburn. Because of their opponent's turnover rate, the highest opponent's turnover rate in college basketball, Texas Tech turns you over a ton. But Auburn's defensive style with their ball pressure and with their quick twitch in transition is going to be tough to match up against on a two-day stretch. The guard play in that matchup would be fantastic between Cassius Winston and Jared Harper, but I think Auburn's three-point shooting will be the difference maker, and again, their ability to turn Michigan State over in that matchup as well.
There it is.
Auburn wins a title, and then Bruce Pearl leaves for where? Sinks his program and moves on
wherever he wants.
Yeah, I think the NCAA is going to come down hard on him at some point, but he'll have glory for a couple minutes.
Of course he will. That's how it works.
Eli, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
This is his time of year. Eli Hershkovich, a man with a star on the rise. We'll get back to Cubs talk just after the top of the hour. You saw something last night.
I did. I saw something last night. I think Joe put something in front of Cubs fans, in front of Cubs observers, and perhaps in front of those who make decisions about his rosters and lineups as well. The White Sox lineup is out, too, for their home opener against the Mariners. We'll get to all that next. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Chicago baseball fans, Hit and Run is back. Starting Sunday and every Sunday during baseball season, it's 3 hours of Chicago baseball talk from 9 to noon, starring Matt Spiegel.
A single baseball game gives endless avenues of potential conversation. Can't wait to talk to you about the Cubs and Sox every Sunday morning.
Hit and Run every Sunday morning, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It's Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. The weather's starting to warm up. Those ice buildups are melting and the pipes are bursting. If you got old pipes, sometimes you don't know it until there's water in your basement. You go, what do I do? What do? You call Aloha Restoration because they've seen it all before. They know how to deal with it and they're going to make everything better. Especially if you live near the Fox River, the Des Plaines River. We know they overflow. It's very, very common. It's going to happen to you at some point. So know that Aloha is there to fix and help prevent flood damage. When any flood disaster strikes, you know who to call. I called them. I've been through this. I know how it works. Aloha Restoration gets you bone dry in no time. Make sure you call Aloha at the same time as when you call the emergency response team. They'll secure your home. They'll prevent further damage. They do it all. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
How low will you go this weekend? Find out with our lowest prices of the season at JCPenney. Starting Friday, stock up on spring essentials at low, low prices. We're talking so low you don't even need a coupon. That means 588 select A&A and St. John's Bay tops for her, 1488 select St. John's Bay shorts for him, and 388 select Home Expressions towels. Don't wait, it's 3 days only. JCPenney. Offer valid 4/5 to 4/7. Season refers to 2/3 to 4/7. See store jcp.com for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Domino's, we're more than pizza, so mix it up with our specialty chicken, stuffed cheesy bread, sandwiches, pastas, medium two-topping pizzas, and more for just $5.99 each, and we'll mix stand-up comedy with a robot.
Stuffed cheesy bread and my act have a lot in common. They're both super cheesy. Tough crowd.
You can also mix it up with Domino's salads, marbled cookie brownie, bread twist, and medium two-topping pizzas. Order any two or more for just $5.99 each. Two-item minimum. Bone-in wings, handmade pan pizza, and bread bowl pasta will be extra. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome Five Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Thanks for streaming The Score,
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of Chicago Cubs baseball,
where you'll hear me, Pat Hughes,
and me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game, regular season and the postseason.
Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam, and the Cubs have won the ballgame.
Listen to every Cubs game on Sports Radio 670 The Score,
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs,
a radio.com sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one.